the goods. I want the property. I want it now. I want no future with this family. I'm not asking you to let me manage what is rightfully mine and would be mine at your death and just give it to me early and let me take over the management. He wants nothing to do with the father, nothing to do with his brother, nothing to do with the family ever again. And there is no precedent in Jewish society for this. This is an absolute outrage. This is a shameful request. And the village, as well as the Pharisees listening, if there were village people in the story, they would expect one thing. The father would raise his right hand and slap that young man right across the chops. And then he would punish him as severely as it could happen, a beating publicly, because the father must protect his honor at all costs. A shameful request, however, leads to a shameful response. I want you to see what the father did. End of verse 12, and he divided his wealth between them. What? What? The father is supposed to protect his honor. He does exactly what this willful, rebellious, hateful son asks. This is absurd. You're supposed to wait till he's dead, and then the younger gets one-third, the older gets two-thirds. But not until. You might assume that a father would do this for a good purpose, but to fund the rebellion of a hateful, disrespectful son? Father should do everything to protect his own honor. He's been publicly embarrassed by this son, and he needs to take the high ground and preserve his honor. But he does the very opposite. He acts in a shameful, disrespectful way toward himself. This is a dishonorable, ridiculous father. First of all, no boy would ask that. Secondly, no father would do that. The whole thing is an outrage. Somebody might say, well, the father must really love the boy. Yeah, but it's a silly kind of love from a human viewpoint. It's a foolish kind of love. This is not tough love. This is ridiculous kind of thing, giving him his freedom, letting go of this boy when you know he's the kind of boy he is. You'd want to do everything you could to pull him in tightly. By the way, just as a footnote here, the older son had the job in the family of protecting the father's honor and protecting the younger siblings from doing foolish things, but the older son never appears here, never shows up in the story. Some of those people, those Pharisees would be saying, well, where was the older brother here? His duty is to preserve the father's honor if the father doesn't protect himself. Where is he? His duty is to protect the younger brother from doing